30 sahaba radiyallahu anhum, everyone worried about himself that he is not among the hypocrites. He used to have concern. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu bin khalifatul muslimin and bin among the ashray mubashara, that Allah subhanahu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam already given him glad tidings in this world, in his lifetime, that O Umar, you will be in paradise. Certainly. Still, he used to come to Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He used to ask, O Huzaifa, I am not trying to know whose names are written in that list of hypocrites, because this is the amanat Allah has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given to you. But please, please, just tell me, is my name is not written there? Is my name is not written there? That was the worry and concern of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that I may do something wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reject my iman and I become the hypocrite, the munafiq. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out one day afternoon and loudly he saying, Nafaka Hanzala, Nafaka Hanzala. Hanzala became munafiq, Hanzala became munafiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard his voice, he came out from his house. Oh Hanzala, what's the matter? You are the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You brought iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How you are claiming that you are munafiq and hypocrite? He said, Oh Abu Bakr, when we sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, tells us about Jannat and Jahannam, we feel like we are visualizing. In front of us, Jannat is there, Jahannam is there, and we can see all this scenario, and we are overwhelmed by the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Mubarak Majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when we go home and we sit with our family, wives and children, we play around, we discuss about worldly affairs, and our heart changes. The condition of the heart is not similar, is not same, like we was worried about Jahannam and we were enthusiasm to go into Jannah. So our condition of heart is keep on changing. Why? We should be same, worried at home too, as we are worried in the masjid, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this changing of heart, this is a sign of hypocrisy. So that's why I'm saying, I am not a true believer. Otherwise, my heart should be in the same level, in the same condition. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, yes, this is my condition as well. I am feeling the same way. So it means I am also munafiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala saying, if this is the case, our condition of the heart is changed, then I am also among those hypocrites. So let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they both came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put their concern in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, we feel and we think we are hypocrites. Rasulullah said, why you are people are thinking like that? He said, when we sit in your majlis, our condition of heart is different, or the ruhaniyat, or the, you know, blessing is coming in your company and our heart changes. When we go home and we mix with our children and wives, then it's a different kind of, you know, thinking, different kind of scenario, and our condition of heart changes. What should we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is how it is. Sa'a wa sa'a. Sometimes your heart will be like that, other time your heart will be different. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. So you don't think you are a hypocrite. This is how the human nature, this is how the feelings of the heart is keep on changing. So you don't have to worry about it. You are a true believer. So it shows, my brothers and sisters, that how much worried and concerned our Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were with regard to their iman, and they were worried about the nifaq of you know, the hypocrisy, if they cannot overtake them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and this is the hadith in Bukhari, there are three signs of hypocrisy. This is the mind we all have to understand. Alhamdulillah, as I said, one is the nifaq of i'tiqad, the iman and belief. That's totally different. And that kind of person who do not believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one Allah, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger, definitely he is a munafiq, he is a zindiq, he is atheist, and he is kafir. And in the munafiqeen fi dark al-asfali min al-nar walan tajid lahum nasira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the yawm al-qiyamah, this munafiqeen, the group of hypocrites, will be in the lowest part of the jahannam. They will have a worse punishment than kuffar and mushrikeen. Worse than them. Because why? Kuffar and mushrikeen are open enemies. Everybody knows he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But munafiqeen, they are exposing themselves, acting like a Muslim, and they are betraying. And inside the hearts, they have hatred for Islam and for the Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish them very severely. They will be in the lowest part of the hellfire. May Allah save and protect all of us. What is the sign Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith of the Bukhari Sharif? That there are, in one hadith, there are three signs, and the other hadith, there are four signs. Three signs: when they speak, they lie. They don't speak the truth. And when he make promise, he breaks the promise. And when he place in position of trust, he betrays his trust. In a Muslim Sharif, it is added some extra, even they pray Salat and they fast and they claim that he is a Muslim. But if he has this bad habit, then in A'mal, in deeds, they are not the true believers. Now, brothers and sisters, we all have to, judge ourselves. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh said that a human being have three categories. One is the niyat, intention. One is the qawl, his saying. And one is amal, his deed. Right? Every our whole life is revolving on these three things. For any dunya matter or matter of the akhirah, we make intention to do something, and we want to say something, and we are doing something. There are only three things. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah said, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted that if a person, that he's saying something and doing something else, salat is a haddasa kazaba, that whenever he speaks the lie. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ, whenever he fights, if he quarrels and he misabuses his tongue, and he just exposing and saying the bad words. And this is the fourth sign of the hypocrite. Then when he fights with the bad words. So, we as the Muslims have to be very careful of these three qualities. Number one, we should not speak the lie. And lying, my brothers and sisters, is so common in today's time. Everyone has phone, call him, where are you? He's sitting at home. He's saying, I'm on my way. So commonly, so easily. Wife asking, where are you? I'm just shopping for you, tomatoes. I'm in Foot Mix. He's sitting with his friends. So this is lying. Small, small things. It's become our habits. We don't even mind that I'm speaking. I'm not speaking the truth. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. That, oh believers, you fear Allah. Allah is watching you. Allah is listening to you. Allah is hearing all over. And be amongst those who are truthful. So our company should be with those who are pious and righteous people. So number one, lying is very common. We don't even feel that I'm committing sin. It becomes so common to lie. Someone, you know, if someone wants to come to the house, is ringing the bell, and if you don't want to see him, you are teaching your child also to speak the lie from the childhood. So go tell that uncle that I'm not at home. The child is innocent, he's going outside, he's telling the uncle, Uncle, my dad says he's not at home. There and there is your life. So this kind of things is very common in the society. We have to avoid it. The second bad quality is that if you promise somebody that I will be there at 6 o'clock, for example, you make sure that you should be there at 6 o'clock. But when you're promising him, you know from the back of mind, I'm not going to make it. I'm just telling him, let him wait. So while you are telling and promising him, your intention is not to fulfill your promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِكُمْ, that if you promise somebody for anything, you must try your best to fulfill. If some accidentally you got stuck in the traffic, something happened, that's a different story. But from the beginning, you are promising to do something to for someone or to meet him someone, and back of mind, already you have intention, you're not going to do it. So that is kind of betraying and breaking your promise. Breaking the promise is very bad. It's not the sign of the true believer. It is a sign of a hypocrite. And today we find amongst ourselves is so common and so easy. So when he speaks the lie, and when he make promise, he break the promise. And when he place some trust in it, like amanat, sometimes we share our concern, family matters, with our close friends, or you know, you trust him. So please, I'm telling you, don't tell to anyone. This is the amanat, this is the trust. And you promise, no, I'm not going to tell you. You can depend on me, you can trust me, I'm not going to tell anyone. He goes home and he speaks to his wife, that the so-and-so is telling me like that, but I'm telling only you. Don't tell anyone. You say, yeah, I promise you, you are my husband, you trust me so much. Even you sharing me your secrets, I'm going to keep it to myself. Then she's going to pick up the phone to tell her sister. I'm only telling you. Please don't tell to anyone. This is the trust. This is the amala. I trust you. Please don't share to anybody. It's a top secret. She said, no, I promise sister, since you put trust on me, I'm not going to tell to me. Then she's going to pick up phone to his mom. Mom, this is what I heard. But don't tell anyone. This is the trust. Then it becomes a talk of the town. Where is secret? Where is the amanat? See? Al-majalis fil amanat. So my brothers, these are the mistakes. These are the bad habits which is very common in our society. To be a Muslim, this is supposed to be science of hypocrites, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. And he saying, to that extent, even they are praying salat, they are fasting, and they are claiming they are Muslims. But if they have these habits, then they are hypocrites inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until they leave that bad habit and make sincere tawbah. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.